Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like there's just not enough time in the day, energy in your tank, a mental space for everything you want to do. You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm, and your calendar is bursting at the seams? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. That's why we're diving into a powerful stoic concept today. Setting healthy boundaries for a balanced life. It's not about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything fun. It's about understanding your limits, prioritizing what truly matters, and protecting your valuable time and energy. Think of it as creating a fortress around your well-being. Because let's be real, in today's world, it feels like everyone wants a piece of us work, family, friends, social media, the list goes on. Learning to set boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about taking control of your life and creating space for what brings you joy and fulfillment. So, buckle up, because we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a boundary-setting boss. 1. Know thyself. This one sounds simple, but it's the foundation. What are your values? What truly matters to you? Where do you get energized, and where do you feel drained? Identifying these core elements helps you decide where to say yes and where to gracefully decline. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour cheap gas into a high-performance car, right? You want to fuel your life with things that align with your values and goals. 2. It's okay to say no. This is huge. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you a self-respecting individual who prioritizes their well-being. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Don't be afraid to decline requests that don't serve your purpose or drain your spirit. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't leave things open to interpretation. When setting boundaries, be clear, direct, and assertive. Explain your needs respectfully but firmly. For example, instead of saying maybe I can do it later, try I appreciate the offer, but I'm fully committed to other projects right now. 4. Enforce your boundaries. This is where things can get tricky. Consistency is key. If you allow yourself to be pushed around or pressured into doing something you don't want to do, your boundaries will become blurry. Stand firm and remember that it's okay to protect your time and energy. Imagine a fence around your property if you let people walk all over it without consequence. It loses its meaning. You need to maintain the fence. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a process, not a destination. There will be times when you struggle, feel awkward, or even doubt yourself. That's okay. Remember, self-compassion is essential. Celebrate your successes and learn from any missteps. Okay, let me tell you about a time I really put these boundaries to the test. Picture this. I was juggling several projects, had family commitments, and was trying to squeeze in some quality workout time. Suddenly, someone dropped a huge last-minute project on my desk, something totally outside my scope of work. I felt that familiar pressure building, like I had to say yes. But then I stopped and thought, wait a minute. Where am I going to find the time and energy for this? And I actually sacrificing my well-being to please someone else. That's when I remembered our conversation today. I took a deep breath, calmly explained my situation to the person who requested it, and offered some alternative solutions. You know what? They understood. Not only did I protect my time, but we even came up with a win-win solution that benefited everyone involved. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for what truly matters, your well-being, your goals, and your happiness. So, my challenge to you today is this. Identify one area in your life where you could benefit from setting firmer boundaries. It might be saying no to social obligations, reclaiming your evenings, or establishing clear work hours. Take a moment to visualize what it would feel like to have that boundary in place of relief, the sense of control, the energy you'd gain back. Now go out there and start building those boundaries. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing how my listeners are putting these principles into action. Until next time, keep striding for clarity, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.